USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The legal back and forth continues as the Biden administration tries to impose its vaccine mandate on employers of 100 workers or more. A U.S. appeals court now reaffirming its decision to place the order on hold for now, saying that it is probably fatally flawed, referring to the mandate. That decision will probably be appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Another successful launch of a Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket, this one carrying 53 more Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral into Earth orbit early today, after a one-day weather delay.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage, and next up will be payload.
This Saturday launched the 31st Starlink mission with the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
UCLA's athletic director is admitting they were not adequately staffed last night when, with the Houston concert stampede tragedy fresh on people's minds, a bit of a stampede broke out among fans waiting to get into the arena at Pauley Pavilion for the game. Nobody was in this case injured, though. A popular musical artist who began as an American Idol star is halting his band tours temporarily after the unexpected death of his oldest daughter. Daughtry's band Daughtry is not going to be touring until further notice. Chris Daughtry himself asking in a statement for privacy for his family as he announced that all upcoming shows have either been canceled or postponed after his wife posted pictures of his daughter Hannah to her Instagram saying they are awaiting an autopsy result to, quote, hopefully determine what caused the injuries that led to Hannah's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The father of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, discussing the way the Biden administration handled the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Marine Darren Taylor Hoover's father, Derek Hoover, joined Fox News on Saturday morning.
Why was this thing rushed so fast and so hard to one particular airport that was not secure, that we had absolutely no control over, where we had one just around the corner, literally, that was secure, that was able to take these flights in and out?
Success for the Free Britney movement, as Britney Spears is free of that conservatorship that has guided her life for the past 13 years. Judges ruling yesterday that ended that court-ordered conservatorship that left her father in charge of her affairs. Britney Spears' lawyer telling reporters after the ruling came down that it was, of course, a very monumental day in the life of Britney Spears.
It's also a somber day for me, for Britney, and I think for a lot of us who have been following conservatorships and how they operate. This conservatorship was corrupted by James P. Spears.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.